The big Hollywood show of the year is here.
This is like a quality production.
Sorry, gang, we had a slight technical problem.
And we're in business.
It's Peter Tilden.
At 10!
It is Tilden at 10, brought to you by Sit and Sleep. They're having their veteran sale extended. Valuable free extras, plus you save 50%. Mitch's Royal Gems, huge fall sale. You'll save a tremendous amount of money because it's four master craftsmen are there making the stuff. And American Vision Windows. They'll up your security, and they'll save you money because they're going to pay the sales tax, and they offer free expert installation. So there you go. All right. If you want to participate in this, it would be great. I don't know what's going on college campuses. I started seeing all of the protests. First of all, on the University of Missouri campus, the claim that there were KKK on campus and that everybody should stay in turned out to be erroneous. The guy who reported it had to back down and apologize. The guy who said the student body president said he was hit by the car. The video shows that he wasn't necessarily hit by a car. But there's a bigger issue than that. And I'm going to have on in just a couple of minutes, Bradley Campbell, a PhD, associate professor of sociology, Cal State University, wrote a piece about college students confronting subtler forms of bias. There's this microaggression movement now where, think about this, you're a teacher in a class. You have a way of performing and teaching. You say some things that are shocking. You say some things to be compelling. You have a point of view. Well, now with cell phones and the internet, every student can report any kind of aggression, microaggressions that makes them feel uncomfortable. It's a new teacher-student dynamic. Every student, by the way, can claim now that they're suffering from grievous harm because something happened. Somebody said something, did something, in unlimited circumstances across the board. And the teacher's ability to defend themselves becomes more and more limited. What happened to the days when you were in a classroom and a teacher said something you didn't agree with and you went up to the teacher and you complained about it? You worked it out, and you realize that nobody has the same point of view. Everybody has a different point of view, a different experience. And that kind of, by the way, is what college is about. Different thinking. You know, it's about making you uncomfortable. You should be challenged. You should learn from new ideas. You should learn. You should have a thick skin. As a matter of fact, this professor, the reason we had him on, want to have him on, is because he talks about that we transform society from a dignity culture where you were taught to have a thick skin and refuse to allow others to affect your sense of worth, self-worth. There was a book out actually called What You Think of Me Is None of My Business. And I always quote that to my kids, you know, especially when teenagers, they're so worried. They're so caught up in what everybody's vision of them is. And I say, dude, what you think of me is none of my business, because you can't change their view of you. So why try? Just be who you are. If people complain about stuff that you do, take it in, honor the fact that they see it a certain way, and maybe adjust. But people have different points of view. People can argue. People can say, that's what college is all about. Now they want safe spaces. Every student can claim a grievance or a microaggression or a slight and a snub. And now with the internet, man, they take a picture of it with their cell phone, and now everybody's weighing in across the country. I mean, there was a teacher at Missouri. With these anonymous death threats that were going on, he got emails back saying, good evening, Professor Brigham. There are online threats at our school warning minorities to not step on campus tomorrow. I'm scared. Meanwhile, this is a popular professor and a fitness buff who basically said, we're not going to give in to bullies. I'm still doing the test tomorrow. Come to class. This blew up like you can't imagine. Minority students responded. They were angry. They were in disbelief. The guy goes to bed. The next day, there are emails, tweets, videos. My teacher had the nerve to email, if we cancel class and we let the bullies win, like this is a game or something, we could be in harm's way. So what did he do? He then apologized to his students, and he said, I have and should have used much better words in trying to say that we must stand up to hatred and not let those kind of people who make threats run our lives. And then the backlash continued. So what did he do? He resigned his position. He resigned his position for putting out an email to students saying, "I will not. We should not put up to bullies. We should not let them rule. They should not win. I'm doing the class tomorrow. I'm going to class tomorrow. I'll be there." Kids went crazy. He said, "I'm trying to do what I think was best for our students and the university. If my leaders think that my leaving would help, I'm all for it. I made a mistake, and I do not want to cause further harm." So what happened? A former football player stood up and said, you know what? You're not wrong. Grow up. This guy's name is T.J. Moe, former wide receiver, who was captain of the team in 2013. We are raising a society of more cowards. More people stood up for him. The school, to their credit, refused to accept his resignation. They said, you know what? You didn't do anything that heinous. You made some students feel unhappy or unsafe or out of their comfort zone. I mean, now with blogging, if you're a teacher, you're done. So they want to complain about trigger warnings. They want safe spaces. It's funny, in the 60s, if I'm not mistaken, the Berkeley protests were about free speech. Now the protests are about, hey, free speech should be curtailed, and we should create an environment that there's no emotional harm. And you know what? Now, anything that's dissenting view, I don't like it, and it leads to an injury, and it needs to be validated. I mean, this is why the president of the university stepped down. There was no specific incident that he caused in Missouri. Now other presidents, other teachers are all worried. I mean, this is amazing. And we're responsible. Our generation is responsible, really. Because what we did to kids is we told them that the world is a dangerous place, that it's filled with bullies and peanut butter allergies and predators and sexual deviants. So everybody has to be protected. Going outside is bad. You need to be a like-minded community to feel safe. School has to feel like a home that's comfortable, that's not intellectually challenging, and it's all our fault. We created this monster. We said to our kids, if there is any slight or a perceived slight, make a big deal. It's oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So now we have college campuses where kids are monitoring everything every professor says, everything a teacher says. If they don't like it, instead of having it be a teachable moment that somebody has an opposing view, now it becomes a major, major problem. And they want people out, and they want communities that hug and embrace them, and everything has to be kumbaya. It really, we've created a mess on college campuses, and it's only going to get worse. We're going to talk to Bradley Campbell in a minute, but right now, if you want a shot at $1,000, let's play the KBC $1,000 Lucky Number High-Low Holiday Game. You'd be the seventh caller, 800-222-5222. You guess the lucky number between 1 and 79, and you could win. And then after the contest, and hopefully we'll get a winner this hour, I'll take your calls, because you know what it is? It is our fault. We've ruined the next generation. We've successfully made a generation that's happy to play victim rather than stand up for themselves and figure out a way to maneuver through life and get that thick skin and say, wait a minute, your point of view is different from mine, but I don't have to complain to them and have you removed. I can negotiate this and work it out. We even monitor kids play on the playground. It used to be you went out, you were confronted by somebody. I was confronted by a bully. I had to figure it out. Now, everything's monitored. Everything's protected. What did you say to him? You shouldn't have said, kids don't know how to navigate it anymore. So now they get to college and somebody says something and it's like, you're not going to believe what happened to me today. Someone had an opposing point of view. I got to go. We got to get the dean out of here. I don't like the campus. I don't like the way it's being run. I mean, it is really, we've gotten to that point. And you watch, the dominoes are going to fall. Like I said yesterday, you can almost do like a college football pool. Put down the Pac-10, the SEC conferences, and see which president goes out next based on a student who was unhappy about something. We'll talk about that in a minute, but late, you know what? Let's play the contest right now. Can we do that, Steve? Yeah, let's do it. What could stop us, right? Nobody. All right, let's go to George. You live at LAX, George?
No, I'm actually right here, but I live in Palmdale.
Okay, I was wondering. It says LAX. I thought you liked the Tom Hanks movie. All right, you ready?
Yes, I am.
It's time to play the lucky numbers between 1 and 79 for $1,000. What's your lucky number guess?
My lucky number is 62.
You didn't win the $1,000. The lucky number is higher. It's higher, but we'll send you a $20 gift card to Norm's Restaurants, where life happens. Your next chance to guess the lucky number in an hour between 1210 and 1220 with Dr. Drew. I would love that if he lived at LAX, a meal at Norm's would be huge. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Bradley Campbell, PhD, about these microaggressions and what we've done to our children and the next generation right after this.
Hey, my kids were always questioning me, why do people always tell us don't talk to strangers? And it contradicts with, like, you know, be friendly and meet people and...
Right. Well, we have you. You're responsible, too. You've created the next generation that feels like they need to be a victim, so...
Well, I'll try to correct that and go talk to everybody.
It's your fault. It's your fault.
It's always my fault. My wife's Teflon. My fault. This report's brought to us by In-N-Out Burger. 405 southbound, still slow from Victory down almost to Sunset. Starts to open up there. 60 eastbound, slow from Fullerton Road over to the 57. But the 10 westbound, much better now as you make your way from Grand past Puente. Look to be about 25, 30 miles an hour. 605 southbound, slow in the usual spot from Washington down to the 105. In-N-Out Burger's the place. Stop by today for your made to order double double, 2 100% pure beef patties, 2 slices of real American cheese, hand leaf lettuce, vine ripened tomatoes, all on an old fashioned sponge dough bun. That is what a hamburger's all about. Only KABC has traffic first on the fours. Next report coming up at 11:24. But right now we head right back to Peter Tilden at 10. I'm John Wolf, 790 KABC.
Thank you, John. Joining me now, Bradley Campbell, PhD. He is a professor of sociology at Cal State University. Thank you for coming on. I saw your quote this morning, and I'm thrilled to have you on. It was an article titled College Students Confront the Subtler Forms of Bias, Slights, and Snubs. What are you thinking as you're watching these presidents fall and these claims that they want safe spaces and safe havens? It's worrisome, is it not?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So I first started seeing this, actually a couple of years ago, it came to my attention, the idea of microaggression complaints and then later safe spaces where people would be shielded. Sometimes it's the idea that people have to be shielded from ideas, the things, just people who disagree with them. And as a sociologist of morality, someone who studies moral conflict and things like that, I thought it was very interesting. You know, certainly a new development. I mean, if you think about things that you were taught as a child, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, things like that. You know, you're told to just ignore it when somebody insults you or brush off slights and offenses and those kinds of things. And so what I saw here was that people were being told to magnify slights and call attention to them. And there was the idea with microaggressions that these sometimes unintentional slights, things that people perceive as slights of an ethnic group or some other cultural group, were causing great harm to people. So what I and Jason Manning, who's a sociologist at West Virginia University, started looking at is the idea that this was a shift in morality. So, you take that kind of abandonment of the sticks and stones thing that you might have thought was settled morality. And so we started looking at it in a broader context and thinking about, well, in the distant past, when there were honor cultures where people fought duels and stuff,
right,
people were also taking offense at very minor slights, but they were handling them there with violence. And what happened is that honor culture was replaced by what sociologists and historians have called a culture of dignity, where the idea is that everybody has this inherent worth, and so that it doesn't matter what people say about you,
right,
you brush it off. And so we're moving now then from the culture of dignity back into a situation where some people are being encouraged to take offense at slights, but they're not handling them with violence. They're complaining to authorities and trying to get, like in the case of these university conflicts, trying to get university administrators involved in them and sort of policing what people say to each other.
And by the way, you add to that perceived slights. If you go deeper on the Missouri story, and I don't live on that campus, mm-hmm, I'm not a minority student there, so I don't know what they face every day. But one of the claims was that there were KKK on campus, which the claim was later apologized for. It did not happen. Somebody spread fecal matter swastikas on. So you go after that person, you try and find them, and you kick them off campus. Another claim was that somebody in a pickup truck yelled out a racial epithet off campus. They're not even sure if that was a student who did it, and he was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
How do those add up to the now all of a sudden they're claiming so it was a hostile environment in the university, or there could be a perceived hostile environment. I don't know on a scale of 1 to 10 how hostile it was there, but the president stepped down. This guy who said, come to class, I'm doing my test, don't give in to bullies. He said, I'm resigning. They didn't accept his resignation. But this is amazing. College is, it should be safe. You should not have violence. You should not be threatened. But college is about different thinking. it's not about don't make anyone uncomfortable. You should be challenged. This is where you're challenged and you learn new ideas and you learn that everybody doesn't just think like you. That's what this is, correct?
Right. And what you said is shows how the Missouri situation connects to this in many ways. What people are talking about there are more serious kinds of insults and offenses and threats of violence and not the microaggressions, but you still have the appeal to authorities and the idea that the university administration should do something about it. So you have somebody in a pickup truck who yells a racial slur. It's not even clear whether whether this was a student at the university or what the university was supposed to do to respond to it. But this was one of the main things, the idea that there was this hostile climate and that the university wasn't responding. And so so that fits in with a lot of this, that we see people kind of not brushing it off and saying, well, I was insulted and it was horrible, but, you know, and those people are bad and should be condemned, and if we find them, you know. But it's kind of people advertising their victim and portraying themselves as unsafe because of words or at the extreme level, you know, just offensive things.
By the way,
situation at Yale going on.
I was just going to say the Yale situation where they put out a policy about Halloween, don't offend anybody, and a professor wrote, oh, come on. Basically, the subtext was grow up, let people do what they do, and deal with it when you deal with it. I want to continue with the Yale thing because there's another situation, too. Can you take a break? Can you hold for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because you won't believe what happened at a free speech panel. This is Yale. At a free speech panel, guess what happened? I'll tell you in a moment. Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Not only are newspapers in trouble, news itself is in trouble.
And Free Speech Friday.
On the next Doug and T-Ray Live at Local 5 to 10, right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
By order of bankruptcy court, Romano's Jewelers in Downey is forced to close its doors forever. An online auction will be held on November 17th at soultiger.com for diamond and gold earrings, tennis bracelets, bridal settings, watches, and more. Bid online now at soultiger.com. Get great deals at auction prices, just in time for the holidays. Inspect in person November 14th and 15th at Stonewood Center in Downey. For details, go to soultiger.com. That's soultiger.com.
They can be some of the most interesting people. Lawyers, politicians, judges, and authors. And every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi talks with them about legal issues that affect your life and satisfy your curiosity. Tom asks the questions and you get to hear the surprising answers. It's a legal show that's interesting. Champions of Justice, Sunday afternoons at 2 here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Illegal, live in concert. Amor and Pasión Tour. Performing the biggest Latin love songs and all your favorite hits. Dolby Theater, November 17th, 2016. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, Ticketmaster, or charge by phone. For more information, including VIP packages, visit IlDivo.com.
And we've got a couple of new problems, unfortunately. KABC does traffic first on the 4s when you need it most. 605 southbound was already slow, and now it's Lawson. We've got a three-vehicle accident reported in the number 2 lane from the left. The 5 southbound at the 2, two-vehicle accident. Careful, as you may not see it until you ride on. It's under the bridge. Good L.A. song. 101 northbound at Mulholland. We've got a car fire. They're trying to get that over to the right shoulder. Only KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report coming up 11:30 for John Wolf, 790 KABC.
I was just at Walgreens because I had a cold and needed to find relief fast. Do you know when the best time for a cold is? Never. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find what I need, like NyQuil Severe. It provides relief from my worst cold symptoms. So when there's no time for a cold, Walgreens gets me in, out, and feeling better fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, select DayQuil and NyQuil Severe products are 2 for $16. Use as directed.
Right now at the Home Depot, get Black Friday savings on an Amana stainless steel French door refrigerator for $1,298. You save over $700. Let's extend the guest list with bright LED lighting inside and an ice and water dispenser outside. However you build cheer, build it bigger. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings early at the Home Depot. More saving, More doing. Prices valid after discount while supplies last, valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
The Kings are back.
Back comes Gavrik, left wing to the circle, a shot. He scores!
They'll stop at nothing to reclaim their throne.
King to Carter, who scores! Defaulted to the net, shoots, scores! Moving in, Kopitar, scores!
Don't miss a second of the action as the Kings go for their third cup in 5 years. Kings, Islanders, today at 7 on your home for Kings Hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I can't stop.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't
Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm sure this offends somebody.
I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy.
Peter Tilden at 10 continues with Bradley Campbell, PhD, Associate Professor of Sociology, Cal State University, talking about microaggressions. And before we took the break, this Yale student panel was a free speech panel to talk about the response by one of the professors to the edict that you should not offend anybody with holiday costumes. And the professor wrote, you know, a get over it. And her husband wrote basically get over it. And students went crazy. So during this free speech panel, they began posting signs saying stand with your sisters of color. Security guard asked them to leave because they were making a lot of noise and disrupting, so people couldn't actually hold the free speech panel. They ended up spitting on people. He was spat on and called a racist. Another who identifies as a minority himself said he had been labeled a traitor by several. What's going on?
Yeah, this is actually a pure example of what my co-author and I have called victimhood culture than the Missouri cases, which is kind of a little more complicated. But, so it starts out. Erica Christakis writes this, starts out with the university posting, advice about Halloween costumes, that you might have a Halloween costume that offends somebody, so watch about that. Watch out about that. And she wrote, you summarized it as get over it, which is one way of looking at it, but if you look at her article, it's actually
more sensitive.
It's much more sensitive than that. It's very measured, and it just sort of says maybe, it would be a good idea if we let students just choose their own costumes, and it wasn't an issue. So it was just raising the issue more than it was even taking a clear position on it.
And people went crazy. They were offended.
And these students vilified her and her husband, and as you're saying, cursing at them and these kinds of things. And then there's this free speech panel. If I understand correctly, Greg Lukianoff, who's with the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, was one of the people there and said he characterized the reaction to Christakis's post, that, saying that they acted as if she had burned down an Indian village.
Right.
And then they took offense at that and said genocide is not a joke.
You can't say everything has to be measured. You don't want to break any eggs. And what scares me is, it's going to affect free speech on campuses, which is where we should have free speech everywhere, but especially on a college campus. This is when kids should learn how to navigate issues that exist in the real world. And what they're doing, like you said, is they're going from one thing, dignity, to victimization.
Yes, and that's where, I've approached it, first of all, as a sociologist, just to describe and analyze the phenomenon. But it does, because I am in academia, I am a professor, I'm also concerned morally about the effects that it's having in universities, that it does kind of jeopardizes free speech and academic freedom. Really, people can't talk about it. This was a very measured discussion of something that's at issue there at Yale, and the reaction isn't argument, right? It's vilification and demands for their resignation and those sorts of things. And you really can't have an environment, if the university is going to be an environment dedicated to the pursuit of truth and toward rational discussion, that's not conducive to that.
No, you actually mentioned, too, I think it was you who said it could also increase mental health problems, because if you're constantly a victim, you constantly feel like you're being abused. Not healthy.
Yeah, that was something that Greg Lukianoff and Jonathan Haidt wrote about in The Atlantic in an article called The Coddling of the American Mind, and they pointed out that the advice that cognitive behavioral therapy gives people is to not magnify problems, not catastrophize things so that you don't think that every minor problem is going to ruin your life, to not misinterpret, like give people's statements the worst possible interpretation. And the idea is that when you're dealing with people who are depressed, who have anxiety issues, this is the advice you give them, to retrain their thinking. So
right.
They're not doing those things.
Instead, now
and
we're...
this is the opposite of that.
Yeah, we're coddling them and saying, oh, poor you, setting them up for huge, huge failure later on. Hey, you
right,
know...
So it's not even going to help the people that it's intended to help. They very well hurt them if Lukianoff and Haider write.
You got it. You know, and I'd love to talk to you again, because this is not going to go away. I think this is going to be, it's systemic in college campuses now, especially with what happened. Other campuses are looking, going, you know what? We have demands, too. I'm uncomfortable. Bradley Campbell, PhD, Associate Professor of Sociology, Cal State University. Thanks for coming in and talking about microaggressions on the college campus. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You take it easy. Talk Radio 790 KBC.
KABC News live and local at 11:31. I'm Jeff Whittle, and security has been beefed up at Hawthorne High School today after a large fight broke out on campus on Tuesday, which may have been sparked by tensions between black and Hispanic gangs.
Hawthorne's known for, like, fighting and, like, gang-related things and all that.
Three students were arrested, several others suspended, but no one was seriously injured. Classes were canceled for the day yesterday as a precaution. This parent tells Fox 11 News he's concerned about his children's safety.
I'm very worried about it, but there's nothing I can do, you know. Hopefully the security people and all those guys inside take good care of them.
School officials will hold a meeting for parents tonight to discuss their safety concerns. Backed by coalition air support, Kurdish forces have launched an offensive to recapture the key Iraqi city of Sinjar, which ISIS overran last year. Correspondent Nick Peyton Walsh is embedded with Peshmerga forces in Iraq.
Consistent explosions along the skyline here. Sinjar itself, the subject of it, seems to be four plumes of thick black smoke that simply haven't stopped. There was optimism this fight would take a matter of days, hours maybe, from some Kurdish officials at dawn this morning when the operation began in earnest, but that does look tough. They're slowed down by mines and by ISIS, who simply don't want to give up this road.
Kurdish officials inside Iraq say they have gained control of a highway that is one of ISIS's most used supply lines. And the long delays in executing condemned inmates in California do not constitute cruel and unusual punishment, according to three judges on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They overturned a ruling today by a federal judge in Orange County last year who called California's death penalty process dysfunctional and unconstitutional. The appeals court judges noted that the long waits on death row are designed to allow the defendant's appeals to be heard. And this check of the news brought to you by Trina, HealthWestLA.com, Talk Radio 790, KABC Sports. Lakers lost in Orlando, 101-99 tonight after losing in Miami, and they're down to 1-7 on the season. Clippers lost in Dallas, 118-108. They have now dropped three of their last four after starting the season 4-0. The Ducks lost to Edmonton 4-3 in overtime despite Corey Perry's 300th career goal. And the LA Kings will host the New York Islanders tonight at Staples, and our coverage begins at 7 p.m. right here on KABC. That's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. We'll have traffic, a market check, weather, and more. Tilden at 10 next, KABC News Time, 1133.
Without the brave veterans who serve our country, we wouldn't be free.
Right, Larry?
So to honor our brave veterans who keep us free, Sit and Sleep is giving away valuable extras free during our veteran sale.
To honor veterans? Even I can get behind free stuff, Larry.
During our veteran sale, Sit and Sleep is giving away a free set of memory foam pillows, $125 value free when you spend $7.99 or more.
I salute that, Larry.
Save over 50% on Beautyrest, Sealy, and Serta. Normally $19.99, now just $9.89. Plus, with your good credit, sleep interest free for one full year with your minimum monthly payment.
I'm proud to serve with you, Larry.
Plus, get free local delivery set up at all mattress removal. So celebrate the freedom veterans fought for and get valuable free extras during Sit and Sleep's Veteran Sale.
I'm so proud of our veteran sale, I'm going to say something I've never said before. You're thrilling me, Larry.
Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free.
KABC does traffic first on the 4s when you need it most. Had a problem in the lane on the one of the left lanes, 60 westbound before 7. That apparently is cleared, but still a little bit slow from Hacienda. 10 westbound around San Gabriel. Vehicle on the center divider suffered a flat tire, so that may clog things up as they get that fixed or dragged off the freeway. 10 westbound at the 710. New accident reported, and we had one working already on the 605 southbound. It's Lawson. Only KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report coming up at 11:44. I'm John Wolf, 790 KABC.
Are you worried a stock market crash may be coming? If you're retired or retiring soon, the time to protect yourself is now.
This is Ken Morave, host of the Money Matters radio show, inviting you to our free seminar.
Choose 1 p.m. or 7 p.m. today, Hilton Garden Inn, Calabasas. 1 p.m. tomorrow, Hilton Garden Inn, Redondo Beach. Or 1 p.m. Saturday, Courtyard, Los Angeles, Pasadena, Old Town. Clients that followed Ken's advice were out of the market in 2008. Reserve now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302 or stop by.
To honor our veterans who keep us free, Sit and Sleep is giving away free extras during their veteran sale. Get free memory foam pillows after spending $799 or more. Plus, save over 50% on top mattress brands. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free.
Here's your 790K ABC market check, and the Dow currently down 181 points. That's a 1% loss for the day so far. NASDAQ's in the red by 31, S&P 500 below the line by 18 points. Crude oil down over a buck today to below $42 a barrel. Southern California weather from KABC. It'll be sunny and windy today with highs in the mid-70s. We have a red flag fire warning for most of L.A. and Ventura counties through 6 tomorrow night because of the gusty winds and low humidity levels. Right now it's 75 in Redondo Beach, 72 in Lake Forest, and 72 in downtown Los Angeles. Get news at the top, the bottom, breaking news as it happens, and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Calling us is easy. Speaking over the phone, not so much.
I love your show.
Call this station today.
800-222-5222.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Talk Radio 790 KBC. Peter Tilden at 10. This is the time of the year when you buy a lot of people get electronics, you know. They get flat screen TVs. And by the way, Dino had a call the other day. I think when I did the top six at six, what cracked me up, talking about entitled kids who you don't want to be victimized, they had a microphone where you could sing or do jokes into it, and it had a foot pedal. And you can hit the foot pedal, and it gives you either tremendous applause or it gives you huge laughter if you tell a joke. And somebody actually called yesterday, I didn't want to go in the air, to ask Dino if that was real or Peter made it up. And guess what? It's a real item. It's a confidence builder microphone, I guess, where you never bomb. You always hit. But anyway, electronics is a big business, okay? And I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of electronic stores are having trouble because there's not a lot of profits. My friend Bob owns a store in Philadelphia, in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. And I helped him do the advertising when he opened it a long, long time ago. And he made a lot of money on TVs, and he made a lot of money on other stuff. And then all of a sudden, the profit margins went down, so he had to sell. Installation was big. Upsells to all the other bells and whistles they give you when you buy a flat screen. You know, they have sound bars, and they have speakers that can move to room to room. Because there's not a whole lot of profit in TV. So what are manufacturers doing now to max their profit? Because they got to still make TVs. That's the business they're in. And I'd love to know how you feel about this. But there's a 10 million Vizio smart TVs on there, okay? So if you bought a Vizio smart TV, you should know about this. Or if you're buying a smart TV, you should know about this. They're talking about how smart their TVs can be. Well, Vizio smart TVs track your viewing habits. And what do they do with your viewing habits? They share all your viewing habits with advertisers who can then find you on your phone and other devices because they have your IP address. Because you're wired. Now, remember, you got a full wired household. So your TV is connected. I mean, you sit in bed, you watch Netflix on your TV, you do your internet stuff on your TV. It's all wired in. So they know what you're watching, when you're watching it, how long you're watching it for. And then they feed that information to people who want to sell you stuff based on all these algorithms. You know, if somebody's watching Walking Dead, their profile is this. If somebody's watching The View, their profile is this. And they try and sell you stuff. In a statement, Vizio said customers' non-personal identifiable information may be shared with select partners. That means we're giving your stuff to people to permit these companies to make, for example, better informed decisions regarding content production, programming, and advertising. So they're doing it as a kumbaya, nice thing. We're giving all your information to people so that you can get better programming, and nothing will make better programming, by the way, better programming, and so that they can target you with stuff you want to buy. Vizio's rival, Samsung and LG Electronics, right now only track users' viewing habits if customers choose to turn the feature on. With Vizio, the default is that it's on, you have to know about it, and then you have to figure out how to turn it off right now. Vizio's technology works, and what it does is it analyzes snippets of the shows you're watching. It doesn't matter if it's on traditional television or streaming internet like Netflix. Vizio determines the date, the time, the channel of programs, as well as whether you watch them live or recorded. The viewing patterns are then connected to your IP address, the internet address that can be used to identify every one of us from your TV to your phone. IP addresses can increasingly be linked to individuals. A data broker called Experian, for instance, offers a data enrichment service that provides hundreds of attributes such as age, profession, and wealth indicators tied to a particular IP address. So do you understand what I'm saying here? Advertisers, you know, when you're on your computer at home right now or your laptop or your cell phone or whatever, if you looked for a Ford Focus in the last 5 years, Ford Focus ads are popping up at you no matter what you're looking for, okay? Well, now all these devices are linked together. So they know who you are. They know what you're looking up on your computer. And now they know what you're watching on your on your TV. They know, by the way, they're going to know when you stop to go to the bathroom. They're going to know, you know, when you're watching porn, when you download and paid for a movie, when your wife's out and you're watching certain stuff. They're going to get, they are developing a huge profile of you so they can hawk you stuff and more. Who knows what they're doing? And you know what's scaring me the most? I already have, my family already talks behind my back. When I have the smart refrigerator and the smartphone and the smart television, I'm going to be out of the house now, and I'm going to be, my refrigerator is going to be dissing, talking bad to me, to the TV. It's going to be talking to the blender and the microwave oven. Is he not an ass? Really? Did you see what he was watching yesterday? So now I need my appliances rebelling. 800-222-5222. Does it bother you that everything you do is being monitored at this point? And did you even know that your TV can do this? Talk Radio 790 KVC.
Right now at the Home Depot, save $50 when you get a Ryobi One Plus Super Combo Kit for just $129. So, let's do Christmas early with 4 power tools and a couple lithium-ion batteries to keep them all charged. However you build cheer, get a jump on your holiday projects today. Let's do this. Save on Ryobi One Plus Super Combo Kits, just $129. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Valid through December 2nd, U.S. only. See store for details.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden,
there was a huge explosion.
We knew right away
it was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Good morning, Uncle Bubba. I made breakfast if you're hungry.
Thanks, Jose. Looks better than this pocket donut I was chomping on yesterday. Heading out for another day unclogging drains for $99.
Yes, lots of fun clogging. But this time of year, we start getting a lot of heating jobs as well.
Heating? You smell good plumbers at Mike Diamond do that, too?
Oh, yeah. Wall and floor furnaces, gravity furnaces, forced air furnaces, and heat pumps.
Huh. Maybe I should add heating to Stinky's router services.
Could you get to most calls within an hour?
Absolutely not.
Could you do repairs on the spot without having to make another trip for parts?
No way, Jose!
I wouldn't do it, Uncle Bubba. Nobody wants inconvenient heating repair from Stinky when they can have convenient heating repair from a smell good plumber.
This is Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumber will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free.
Having an issue with your heat? Call a smell good plumber at Mike Diamond at 1-800-446-MIKE. Contractor license number 399-170.
California's sandy beaches, rolling ranches, and plush vineyards are as good as they get. And the best way to see them is in a Jeep brand vehicle, like the Jeep Grand Cherokee, just named Green Car Journal's 2015 Green SUV of the Year. Or see California like never before in a Jeep Cherokee or the all-new Jeep Renegade. That's what legendary Jeep capability can do. For more information, see carsofchange.com. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
KABC does traffic first on the fours when you need it most. 405 northbound past Mulholland, the number two lane from the left blocked off. Also 605 southbound before the 60. Vehicle spilled oil in the right lane. They may call this a SIG alert, which really doesn't accomplish anything except that extra warning. 605 southbound before the 60 in the right lane. 210 eastbound at Myrtle. Somebody's trying to push a broken down vehicle out of the right lane onto the right shoulder. Only KABC has traffic first on the fours. Next report coming up 11:54. John Wolf, 790 KABC.
Worst thing you can do when your toilet stuffs up, when you need a router guy, is call a router guy. You need a full service professional. I've heard so many nightmare stories about guys who don't know how to do router. They're actually three different sizes. There's a little hand router. How about that? If you got a porcelain thing that's delicate, they always bring in that big sucker. You need a full-service professional plumber, and that would be Ritz. They're not router guys. They're complete service professionals. They're 24/7. You call them, they give you a quote, they come out, and they can do anything, whether it's kitchen and bath problems, gas lines, trenchless sewer repair, drain cleaning, maintenance. Plus, they offer 12-month interest-free financing. Write down this number if you don't need it now. You're going to need it sometime over the holidays because Uncle Ernie's going to come and stuff you up. 888-757-RITZ. That's 888-757-RITZ.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. It's as American as apple pie. However, over the last 7 years or so, Americans who can't use a tax return or pay stub to qualify have been shut out. Until now, Cash Call Mortgage is happy to announce its new 30-year fixed-rate mortgage up to $3 million for good credit borrowers who can't or won't provide their tax returns or pay stubs. Your payment will never change. Until now, these programs have only been available as some kind of adjustable, and you know which way those adjustables will eventually go. So call 844-890-CASH for all of your 30-year fixed-rate mortgage needs, purchase, or refinance. You can even pull up to $500,000 in equity out of your house for any reason whatsoever. Remember, that's 844-890-CASH to find out what today's 30-year fixed rate is with no tax returns. You'll be shocked at how low these rates are.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender, Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
And now, an exclusive invitation from ABC and Jennifer Lopez.
November 22nd, I'm hosting the hottest party of the year, the American Music Awards.
It's a night jam-packed with every big name in music.
And it's live.
With performances by
One Direction,
Selena Gomez,
Demi Lovato,
Nick Jonas,
Carrie Underwood,
Walk the Moon, and your host, Jennifer Lopez.
Kiss everything you know about award shows. Goodbye.
The American Music Awards, Sunday, November 22nd, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
What are you guys doing today?
On the next Dr. Drew Midday Live with Psycho Mike Catherine,
we have your calls, our usual visit from Lisa Strowman, social media expert, and she, Mike, will ring in about the social media threat at University of Missouri.
Awesome. I also have a surprise question to pose to all our listeners.
What is it?
It's a surprise.
Wow, I want to hear what that is. That's the next Midday Live with Dr. Drew and Mike Catherine on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. It feels so blue. It just thinking about you.
Nothing says Christmas like Forky Pig.
It'll be decorated.
I've never heard this.
Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
You know what? Stop it, Steve. We've offended and made people uncomfortable. People with who stutter are going to be uncomfortable for this. I'm telling you. Then there's going to be a protest and a lawsuit and a problem. So it'd be that's genius. Talk Radio 790 KBC. I guess there's got to be one with SpongeBob and some others, right? Doug kicked it off in the morning with Christmas music, and Steve said, why don't we continue? And you know what? It just makes you feel good. And with all the negative stuff going on in the world today, if you can laugh. And that made you laugh, right? This made you laugh, too. This will make you laugh. You know, they asked Jeb Bush the question if he would go back, could go back in time in a time machine, if he would kill baby Hitler. How that question even comes up is amazing to me, but it plays into the narrative of this election cycle. Here's what Jeb said, because he won, you know, without hesitation. Jeb, who has just failed at debate after debate, and just is not that good on his feet. jumped at this chance. This was like a softball question to him because he figured, I can show toughness and strength. I'll kill him.
Baby Hitler.
We have a request for Baby Hitler.
I said, if you could go back in time and kill Baby Hitler, would you? I need to know.
And?
Hell yeah, I would. No, look, you gotta step up, man. I mean, that would be key. Problem with going back in history and doing that is, as we know from the series, what was the name of the Michael Fox movies?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, it could have a dangerous effect on everything else.
There's a lot to consider in this.
But I'd do it. I mean, okay. Hitler.
Well, you're down. I mean,
yes, Jeb Bush, those kind of questions. He shines. Theoretical questions about going back in time. They asked Ben Carson about it, and Ben Carson said no. Oh, they asked him if he would abort Baby Hitler. They tried to trick him into that. He said no. And then the guy who asked him the question said, oh, so you like Hitler, and which was inane. But you know who had the best response? I got to play a clip. Stephen Colbert addressed the Baby Hitler question and going back in time. Here's what he said.
I'm not running for president, but here's what I would do with a time machine. I, too, would travel back to the time of Baby Hitler. But this is where me and Jeb's time streams start to diverge. Because I wouldn't kill young Adolf. I would take him from his parents and raise him with love. Hear me out, okay? I would give Hitler a safe, supportive home. All the while, I would watch him like a hawk. I would let him join anything where they have to wear a uniform. No Cub Scouts, no Little League, definitely no marching band. Most importantly, I would teach Baby Hitler that we do not solve our problems with violence. And then, if he starts getting mouthy as a teenager, I stick a knife in his ribs and snap off the handle. Okay? And if that attack fails, and the horror of being stabbed by a person he thinks is his father turns him into a monstrous dictator, it's easily fixable. I just go back in time and kill baby me. You're welcome. We'll be right back.
Now that's how you answer the Baby Hitler question with some thoughtful insight. By the way, poor Jeb. It makes Jeb's answer look worse. Talk Radio 790 KBC.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel, where Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home? That's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi, or shop online, or give out your social security number at your doctor's office or the bank. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. At LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs to take what's yours. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, we have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all those breadcrumbs get messy. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do every day and feel better protected. Isn't it time to help protect yourself from someone eating your financial lunch? Plans start at $9.99 a month. Right now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS.
Pechanga Resort and Casino is now America's number one casino. That's right. USA Today readers voted Pechanga the best casino in the U.S. Pechanga has it all. The most slots, the biggest jackpots, a four-diamond resort, and the hottest nightlife and comedy. Experience it all at Pechanga, the number one casino in America for a reason. Book your Pechanga experience today at Pechanga.com. Just off the 15th freeway in Temecula.
Don't miss UCLA Bruins football versus the Washington State Cougars, Saturday, November 14th at the Rose Bowl. For tickets, go to UCLABruins.com.
If you're 62 or older and own your home, you may never have to make another mortgage payment. It's not the old reverse mortgage. You keep the title and all the equity to your home. Capital Funding, 888-339-3934. 888-339-3934.
KABC does traffic first on the 4s when you need it most. Just getting a report of a four-vehicle accident on the 10 westbound around Crenshaw. Also a report of a police activity situation due to a possible jumper. 60 westbound around Downey Road. 605 southbound before the 60. That has now been declared a SIG alert due to oil spilled in the right lane along with the car out there. 210 eastbound at Myrtle. We had somebody shoving a car off onto the from the right lane onto the right shoulder. It should be on the shoulder by now. Only KABC has traffic first on the fours. Next report, 1204. John Wolf, 790. KABC.
Attention, Los Angeles. Become a millionaire. The number one real estate wealth expo is coming November 21st. Learn to close your first deal in 30 days. Get approved for $375,000 even if you have no credit. Buy and sell tax lien properties fast. Five TV stars show you their money-making systems. Josh Altman, Bravo Million Dollar Listing LA. Flipping Boston rehab expert Dave Seymour. Podcaster comedian Adam Carolla. And flip stars Tarek and Christina. If you're even slightly interested in making money in real estate, don't miss this expo. Plus, be there for the $1,000 cash and Apple Watch giveaways. Tickets are $149 at the door, but for a limited time, get two tickets free. That's a $298 value free. Hurry, offer good while tickets last. Call 1-800-366-8718 or go to FlipFestLA.com now. Call 800-366-8718. That's 800-366-8718.
Change is never easy. You're in a black hole trying to manage your depression, empty relationships, emotional pain, or your out-of-control behavior in isolation because seeking psychological treatment is scary. The great news is that therapy can actually help you find your way out of the confusion. Make significant improvements to your life in a genuine environment where you're understood and supported. Find your way out of the black hole. Take the first step and call Coast Psychological Services, 310-801-1711. Coast Psychological Services, ready to help you take the first step today, 310-801-1711. 1711.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
Looking for some crosstalk, baby, believe me. I need crosstalk, baby.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10, wrapping up. I'll be back at 6. I got that Dr. Drew sitting across from me.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on today. I mean, I've spent a lot of time the last couple of days thinking about political correctness and what's going on in Missouri, and now we've got a kid at McKenna College in Claremont stepping down because she dressed in racially insensitive ways. And I talked to a woman yesterday. She's in that. She's a comedian. She's a gay comedian who's in that show People's Couch.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying she's one of the last comedians that still does colleges. And she said she was at a college, and she said, first of all, they don't clap. They snap their fingers.
No, they don't. They
snap. They don't clap.
What is that?
I know. And she said,
what is like a beatnik 60s?
And you have to have a series of words that you have to alert them. These words may come up and they
no,
may
you don't.
Upset. Yes,
no, you don't.
Yes.
You did disclaimer?
Trigger words.
No, you don't. I'm done.
And,
I'm out.
And
you're making this up.
And the entire Kathy Griffin's a stand-up thing last week, and she brought this up too. And if you upset somebody in any way, you make them feel unsafe. How dare you? The whole audience.
If John
turn
Rivers,
on you.
If they didn't kill John Rivers, she would have killed herself right now. I swear to God,
she would have immolated herself.
Oh my God, I'm in shock. You know what this goes back to? And I thought about this today because I talked to the guy about microaggressions and the fact that Berkeley was all about free speech. Now we're protesting because I don't like the speech and I need a safe place.
Yes,
and
it's
by the way, even a perceived aggression to me.
Yeah.
Everybody take notice. I'm a victim. But remember the lawsuit in the writer's room at Friends? A writing assistant, it all came back to that for me. A writer's room at Friends.
I do remember this.
Where the girl said, they're racist, they're this or that, and the judge overruled it and said, the writer's room is like a safe haven. They have to be able to do whatever they say in there. It's not about that. It's about comedy. So that was a safe place.
No
and
more.
The woman lost
no
the
safe
lawsuit.
Place.
It's unbelievable. I
no
wonder now if that lawsuit happened. That would still be a
somebody
place.
Go to jail. Somebody would
create,
go to jail.
How do you create comedy?
Listen,
the stuff I've done in writers' rooms, they take me out in cuffs.
Free speech under arrest, number one. I mean, excuse me, free speech under attack, number one. You will be arrested for committing any free speech. I value the progressive ethos. I understand what they're trying to accomplish, but at what cost are we doing
the cost
all this?
We screwed up. You screwed up your kids. I screwed up my kids. Because everybody has a valid objection now. And I'm at college. You're supposed to have a thick skin. You're supposed to navigate this. It starts on the playground when you're a kid.
It's a weird new McCarthyism. It's like instead of calling you a communist, you call you not correct
but what happens
or offensive
is,
or
but
triggering.
It starts at six years old and 10 years old. He bullied me, and you go back there and navigate that, figure it out. I got these stand up to him. I figured out how to do it. And now it's involved the principal, the teacher, filming
everybody
on your phone.
Is so precious. So precious.
Absolutely. Well, I am. Thank you for noticing
that. You are precious,
Thank
Peter.
You so
I know
much.
You are,
Thank
but
you.
Not everybody else.
Let me kiss your forehead. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Dr. Drew's next with
lots
Psycho
of stuff.
Mike. Lots
we got
of stuff.
Ton of stuff. I don't want to get into it. We'll got too much.
You'll probably be offended at some point. Call
I hope so.
800-222-5222. I'm offended, but I'm precious.